Let's have our seats. Makabashikahar. What did you think Jesus was saying to Simon Peter? When he said, your name will no longer be Simon, but your name will become a stone. Your name is a stone. What do you think happened to him? Do you think it's for naught that they said that the gates of the city were named after apostles like Peter? And the foundations of the city were named after the 12 tribes, the 12 patriarchs of the nation of Israel. Basically, what you are looking at is a combination of the church from the Old Testament into the New. And Simon Peter found himself a place. He found himself an identity. He found himself a role. And he found himself a name within the city. But the name that was given Simon Peter out of heaven was not the name that he had in the earth. The identity that he had out of that heavenly city was not the same. It was a heavenly identity expressed into the earth. It was not the same as the identity he had in the earth. There was a Peter that was a Simon that moved like a reed in the wind. Simon means reed. It's a plant that is elastic, that is flexible. Not necessarily the good kind of flexibility. Simon Peter had a new name. He had a new identity, which gave him a role and an opportunity for the city of heaven, for the purposes of God, for the kingdom of heaven to advance in the earth in such a way that the kingdom of hell could not prevail against it. But Simon Peter got his name, his identity, and his role from a stone. This stone, what did you imagine? Was it an earthly stone? Maybe it was a rock in Judea. Or some granitic extract, if that's the kind of land formation that is in Israel. Maybe it was a granite rock from around Samaria. But you need to imagine again, because the kingdom of heaven cannot be built on any kind of rock. The foundation of that city is not an earthly rock. The name you get in that city is according to the stone that falls on you. Jesus said in the book of Revelations, he that overcomes, I will give him a stone, a white stone. And upon that stone will be written a new name. And that name will be a secret between me. And you see, you have an identity in stone that is not on earth. You have a name in stone that is not an earthly stone, and it's not an earthly name, and it's not an earthly identity, it's not an earthly character. Simon Peter changed. Simon changed to Peter when he discovered stone in that city. All of a sudden, he could see what others could not see. All of a sudden, he could hear what others could not hear. All of a sudden, he could perceive the secrets in the heart of the Father. All of a sudden, he could know what the Heavenly Father was thinking. All of a sudden, he could know the directions of the movings of the Messiah in the earth. All of a sudden, he could identify what was of earth and what was of heaven. He could identify what was divine and what was natural. All of a sudden, he began to have a knowledge an ordinary man was not supposed to know. Even Christ said, this man, ordinarily, you are not supposed to know what you are saying. Guess what happened to Peter? Stone fell on him. And the stone that fell on him was not a Judean stone. It was not an Israeli stone. It was not Nigerian stone. It was New Jerusalem stone. Because when stones from that realm fall in you, when they are shaped in you, when they enter into you, all of a sudden you begin to think like the Father. You begin to hear His voice. Then you begin to recognize His secret movings in the earth. All of a sudden, the things that are sealed begin to appear to your eyes. You see, leadership emerged in the earth for the kingdom of God because somebody identified a stone. Identity occurred for him, his positioning in what God was building was established because he could tap into the foundation, the stone foundations of the city that is in heaven, the city that he was called to represent. And you know Simon Peter, he used to talk before he thinks. But on this particular day, something else was talking on his inside. When people with stone, with the city stones inside of them, begin to function, when they allow the stones to establish faith within them, to establish the witness of heaven within them, what happens is that gates begin to open in heavenly places. What happens is that the kingdom begins to advance in the earth. What you begin to see is another kind of ordination that begins to come out of the mouth of God. Jesus was almost taken in surprise because of the kind of things that was coming out of the mouth of Simon Peter. All of a sudden, heaven found someone that they could fellowship with in the earth. They found somebody that they could rely on in the earth. Simon was a reed. He was unreliable. But when something else tapped into him out of that city, heaven found itself in the earth and said, it's time to build. His divine and heavenly identity began to manifest itself. A fisherman, an unstable, unreliable fisherman, whose utterance can throw you off balance at any time, suddenly became the point of reference, the point of dependence, and the point of foundation. Do you know why? Because it does not matter what stuff you are made of in this time. It does not matter how useless and unreliable and how unstable and how flawed the matter with which you are made of. Once the materiality of that city begins to enter into you, you will be made of the very qualities that they are looking for from that realm into this realm. You wonder about the Lord Jesus Christ, a rabble of fishermen, 3 years of hard work, suffering and dying at the cross. Those are the people he was about to trust and leave everything in their hands. One of them betrayed him and ran away and died. The other ones ran away. They fled helter-skelter. Some of them were young. Some of them were immature. One of them was a chronic doubter. He never believed anything Jesus said. He had to see it with both eyes, both ears, and taste it with one tongue before he could accept anything. And once he has finished testing it, all his senses, all his 5 senses, he will have more questions to ask after that. You wonder why? Why did he trust those kind of men? Why did he believe that this thing that I've established is not going, it cannot fail? Unfailingly, it is because rock got across. It is because the material of the place where he was coming from, the place that he wanted to bring into the earth, had been transmitted into these people over a space of time. It wasn't just words, it was substance. Jesus said, the words, the flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. He's saying that the words that I'm speaking, they are packages for transmitting certain things from another realm. Never mind the parables that I'm speaking. You need to go beyond the parables, because the parables empackage something of substance from another realm that is going to turn you into people of that realm. You get born again. But when you get born again, you get born again of a material, of a substance that comes from another world. The kind of substance with which you are made is of the very highest quality with which the very city of God is made. And that's what was informing the confidence of Jesus Christ, that after he has wrought the priesthood to expose these people to the transmission of rock from that city, nothing was going to fail. And God has apportioned the same way that he apportioned different each one of these lively stones, each one of these stones of fire to the 12 tribes of Israel. He has apportioned you, he has given you a measure in the courts of heaven. There are measures of rock, measures of divine stone, measures of flaming stone. In other words, measures of heavenly materiality that you are designed to capture and release in the earth. Frankly, not one man on earth can capture all of it and put it in himself. That's why God has a body. He has a people of the city to manifest the substance of the city. Do you understand that? Let me hear you say amen. Such that the measures that the tribe of Levi does not have, the tribe of Issachar is going to have. The measures that the tribe of Judah does not have, the tribe of who? Of Joseph, of Ephraim, Manasseh, are going to possess it. Do you understand what I am saying? Such that in the overall body of people that represents the city will be found the full measure of that city out of heaven into the earth. You know, I'm not just talking about gift. I'm talking about a realm of life. That realm of life is what manifests in the kind of human being that you cannot understand. In the kind of human being that the world cannot understand. In the kind of human being that religious people cannot understand. In the kind of human beings that pass through barriers. They extend the limits. They accomplish the impossible. They speak a language that is not of this earth. Who whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. God never intended his body of people to be normal, average, measured people. The plan of God was that the city of heaven will be revealed in the earth. Do you understand? It's a spirit city. It's an invisible city. So it's not going to physically appear. That gold that you are reading about, the crystal like the amethyst, will never appear physically. And they are not rocks. The value of heaven is not stones of different color and different levels of hardness. That's not the value system of heaven. What you are reading in the form of these stones and colors are realms of life, realms of impartation, realms of dimensions, realms of value that the earth will not even be able to quantify. So there are measures apportioned to even you too while you are here. That is what ministry is supposed to be transmitting. What Aaron did in carrying those 12 stones that we read yesterday that formed the same four square shape like the heavenly city was to enter God's presence, receive transmissions of that city, and apportion it to the various tribes, to the various territories of Israel. And that is what our high priest, Jesus Christ, paid the price to do. To enter into heavenly places and bring down measures of that city and apportion them to you and to me. And that That is what the fivefold and the ministry is designed to do under the high priest. To receive measures of the stones of that city and begin to transmit it to you and to me. Such that over time, like Aaron did to Israel and wrote the names of the city on the tribes, all of a sudden in heaven, they wrote the names of the tribes on the foundations of those stones in heaven. As it is in heaven, so also here on earth. And that's why you didn't just have the old tribes of Israel represented in the city. You also have the apostles of the New Testament church combined with that of the Old Testament to form the foundations and the gates of that city. Because the apostolic ministry in the New Testament is about opening the gates of that city into the earth. And that's what Simon Peter did. Something he did and believed and yielded himself to opened him up to a particular realm of the foundations of heaven. And when that thing got across, it opened gates out of heaven into the earth. So that the ultimate portals of God are his sons and daughters. Are you here? We've been talking a lot about portals and gates. The greatest gates that God has in the earth are sons and daughters that have opened to the foundations and to stones, the materiality of the quality of that city. Those are the gates that he has. Their priesthood is what redeems territories and lands and cities and places and opens them up, opens the portals designed for those places for heavenly access. It is kingdoms that speak. Do you understand? It's either Babylon talking or it is Zion. It is either the spirit city of the devil's kingdom's capital or the new Jerusalem, the capital city of heaven. When the capital city of heaven begins to speak, what you see happen is apostolic gates begin to open. What you see happen is apostolic utterance begins to be released in the earth. It means a gate opened in heavenly places. That's why men on earth can begin to discern what is the revelation in the heart of the Father. Because stones are emitting and gates are opening and releasing light, and sons and daughters have received stone out of heaven into the earth. Then you find utterance being released. And all of a sudden, Jesus became surprised. How did Simon Peter know what he's saying right now? Then he perceived that the gates of the heavenly kingdom have been opened. And that the spirit city of heaven had begun to move into advance. Because the sign he could use to interpret what was going on in heavenly places was that Peter of all people has begun to say what he's not supposed to talk about. It's not a physical city, it's a spirit city. The walls are never going to appear physically. They are made of heavenly spiritual materiality. There is a physical body and there is a spirit body. If you are born again, you have a physical body. Even if you are not born again, you have a spirit body as well. That's the one that goes to hell or to heaven if you are saved. Do you understand what I am saying? So there is a physical body with which you contact the physical world. And you have a spirit body with which you contact and sense and see and live in the spiritual world. That's what the angels come to live impartations in. And that's what the demons come to steal our souls to hell in human beings. Jesus said, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. Do you understand? Because it is made of spirit and heavenly materiality. There is a materiality of the spirit. Do you understand what I am saying? There is a spirit world that is invisible and yet tangible. That's why you can feel an anointing on you. That's why you can feel the fire of the Holy Ghost on you. That's why you can have a sense of it. Because there is, it is invisible, it is spirit, yet there is a materiality to it. When you feed your natural bodies, it is only the senses of the natural body that will be awake to live in the natural world. And Jesus said, labor not for the meat that perishes, but labor for the meat that tendeth unto immortal life, unto eternal life. You come to me not because you saw a miracle yesterday, but because you ate bread to your fill. There is a bread that you will eat that will feed the body and will die. There is another bread that you will feed on that will lift your spirit into a heavenly kind of life, such that you will have the miracle ability working constantly on you. And Jesus said, labor for that particular bread. Strive for that particular bread. Reach out, hunger, thirst for that particular bread. Because once you are filled with it, your spiritual body enters into a materiality. Where the supernatural is the normal for that materiality. The same way that the natural is the normal for the physical materiality. So the way that the heavenly city and the stones with which it is built manifest being of spiritual materiality in a natural world is by the signs, the wonders, the diverse mysteries of God in utterance, in words, in deed, and in demonstrations of wisdoms of power that belong to another age. That is the city of God. Makabashikahai. Those are the measures of the courts of the city. Those are the measures of the walls thereof. That is the measures of the foundations thereof. Those are the stones of fire, the colored stones of that city that form its foundation and its walls, that shape its gates and its entrances. Because when the gates of the city begin to open, what you begin to see is the materiality of another world. It will not appear physically. It's not going to be a building and a wall. It's going to be a realm of life that is of the quality of that place. And so what are we saying in so many words? There is another kind of life prescribed for you as inheritance. There is an unusual wisdom, a glittering of a blue stone, the glittering of a green stone, the glittering of a red stone that produces utterance, produces presence, produces love, produces patience, produces power, produces mystery, produces knowledge, a realm of life, a wisdom that cannot be found among men inside of you. They ask of the Lord Jesus, they ask of Christ, say, where did this man school? How come he has so much knowledge, seeing he's not school? They looked at the fishermen. Said, these men are ignorant men. They were never learned. How come they are speaking with so much clarity, so much boldness, with so much confidence? Where did they? You see, it is these stones that entered into them. Those were their portions of inheritance in the midst of that city. It is the gold, the pure unalloyed gold of that city that makes men and rulers want to come and lay everything at their feet. Because they know that this gold, this ruby that you are demonstrating is not available anywhere in the world. Even if we use all our gold to try and buy it. The city naturally conquers. The city naturally, in its appearance, it subdues. The city, once it shows up, darkness must fade. Anyone who perceives the city bows to it. It has never been the contention. The contention has been whether the light of that city will shine through the souls of men. And that's where the battle is for our souls, for our minds, our thoughts, for our words, for our life, so that the city will be blocked entrance from the earth. Jesus. Jesus said, repent because the kingdom is at hand. And then he said, the kingdom does not come by observation. And because the kingdom is where? It is within you. He says, the words that I'm speaking unto you, those are the kingdom that is manifesting. Don't say you can't see it with your physical eyes. The kingdom is here. You are hearing unusual words. You are seeing unusual acts. You are seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. You are seeing the rending of veils. And you are saying, where is the kingdom? The walls of the city will not manifest physically. It is the light that is proceeding from me that is the light of that city. If I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom. They sent men to come and arrest him. And the man was talking, and he was talking, and he was smashing this, and he was activating that. He was throwing this, and he was removing that. The people that came to arrest him saw him. They went back and said, never man spake like this man. They came to arrest him in the Garden of Eden. And said, whom do you seek? In the Garden of Gethsemane. Whom do you seek? And they said, we seek Jesus of Nazareth. And the man said, I am he. And they all moved back and fell under the power. This kingdom cannot be subdued. It cannot be removed. It cannot be tamed. Be swallowed up. It will not coexist. It will not be given to others. Its dominance, the kingdom, the city, is the definition of dominance. Nebuchadnezzar had a vision, and he saw a head of gold, chest of silver, waistlines of iron and brass, all the way down to the legs, mixed with iron and clay. And then he saw what? 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 He saw a stone cut without hands. It's not a man-made stone. It is not granite stone. It is not basalt stone. It is not sedimentary rock. Do you understand? It is the foundation of the city that he saw. When that stone landed, that was the end of other kingdoms. It has happened in history. Men like St. Patrick, men like Brennan, they subdued armies by the word of God. Let me tell you, the nuclear age is powerless. The nuclear age is powerless. Because they are sons of God who will operate in the power of the age to come. These men will subdue armies, forces, by one word. The power of God will come upon them. And the whole troops with their swords and spears, everybody will fall to the ground. Jesus said, the thing that is talking inside of me is the kingdom. The thing that is speaking inside of me is the Father. If you've seen me, you have seen the Father. The Father is the head of the kingdom. I am representing, revealing, opening the gates of that kingdom in the earth. So when he looked at Simon Peter and he heard something that only the Father could have said, he said, the kingdom has come. The kingdom is in building because rock has entered into this man. And I say unto you, your name is no longer Simon, but Peter. And upon this rock, not Peter, the Simon rock, the rock that came out of the city and entered into Simon and gave him his name and gave him his identity, gave him his ranking, gave him his role, gave him his utterance, gave him his ministry in the kingdom. Will I build the church in such a way that it will swallow up? It will not coexist. It will destroy and keep on advancing against the gates of hell. And I tell you, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be. And whatsoever you shall lose on earth shall be. Be because he knew that the rock has landed. This man is saying only what the Father could have revealed. Because when the foundation lands and the gates are open, it is apostolic utterance you begin to see. And Simon Peter did not deserve it. Simon Peter was not reliable. Simon Peter was the least expected. Simon Peter was not the first of the apostles. In fact, he was called by Andrew, his brother. But Simon Peter yielded to the rock. And he became the rock. And the gates of hell began to fall apart. The Spirit of God is saying there is a heritage for you in the city. A wayside fisherman, all of a sudden wielding powers that rulers could not understand. There is a heritage for you in the city. That heritage is what we are here ministering. And we are sticking to the life and the lines that are coming out of the city. Because we know if it emerges, everything will bow. We know that if this rock shows up, if it lands, all the kingdoms are going to bow to it. There is a rock for you too. Jesus has a white stone with your name, not your physical name, not your mother's name, not the father's name, but a heavenly name, a heavenly identity, and a heavenly role written on that stone to be given unto you. And then Simon Peter wrote later on in his epistle and said, to whom coming also as lively stones. Do you want to read that? Because he knew what the power of stone did to him. And he knew where he was coming from. And then all of a sudden he realized what stone transformed him into. And then he decided that, look, there is a plan. There is a stone for everyone to be changed into. There is a stone that the builders rejected, that became the chief cornerstone. And then you and me also, coming unto him, are changed unto what? Lively stone. Let's read it. Where is that? Open to 1 Peter chapter 2. Peter's talking out of experience. He's talking out of encounter. He is talking out of the Holy Ghost. He is talking out of heavenly stones. He says, as newborn babes, verse 2, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is good, the Lord is gracious. To whom coming as unto a living stone. What does the book of Ezekiel say? Stones of fire. He spoke to the king, the angelic prince of Tyros, and said, you have walked in the midst of the stones of fire. Those are the living, fiery, glittering stones that are around the city. And Simon Peter says, that same stone is what entered into me. And that same stone is what I'm calling you to. Is what God has called all of us to. It's the same lively stones that he's talking about. stones of fire. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and what? It's the precious stones. Verse 5, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and an holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Christ Jesus. Built up a spiritual, that is the city. When I encountered stone, my identity was given to me. It was not a granite rock, it was a precious stone, colored stone, burning with fire, bringing out, emitting flames, emitting colors. He now said that there is one ultimate stone, and that is Christ Jesus himself, replicated in the shapes and the measures of the city. He now said our destiny is to come unto that living, burning, moving stone, to be transformed also into stones. And that is the house that God wants to live in. Because the stone is the kingdom. The stone is the foundation. The stone brings for the opening of the gates. The stone is the one that will shatter all the other empires and kingdoms in the earth. Do you understand that you have a heritage of stone? You have a name written in stone. You have an identity, an inheritance, a measurement, a portion of the city of precious stones. And Simon Peter says, if you continue, if you will only open your spirit to apostolic impartation, the same stone that we became, when it entered into us, is going to enter into you. We who never believed that anything could come of us and became something else, we are convinced that even you, especially you, are going to transform into something else. It's all a matter of stone. All of a sudden, Simon Peter had a boldness that a fisherman should not have. He had a wisdom that an unlearned, ignorant man should not have. All of a sudden, he had an utterance that somebody who never learned culture began to have. All of a sudden, he had signs and wonders until his shadows was healing the sick and raising the dead. He got to the stage where he was willing to die for his Savior. Other worldly qualities, another city from another realm was in expression in his life, and he knew this is the stone. That's why Jesus had this confidence in me, because stone entered into me and became my name. The portion of stone that enters into you becomes your identity. It is also your inheritance. It is also your own portion of the revelation of heaven into the earth. You too can become a lively stone. Thank you, Father. Makaba. You see, I am seeing things dropping on people. Because the veils have been taken away. And all of a sudden, people are finding that they have another identity. And that they have another name. And they are encountering another materiality. Oh, you've not seen the boldness that this realm brings into your life. You've not seen what this quality of realm, this materiality can do to a human being. God designed it in such a way that once heaven sees that measure, that portion in your life, they are going to follow you. And they are going to open gates over you. And they are going to open portals over you. And you are going to become a wonder out of heaven in the earth. You will not cease to be a surprise to people all the days of your life. God is not worried whether you are arrested or persecuted, because he knows stone is on your inside. He is not worried whether they bring you the magistrates and you've not crammed scripture. He said, just open your mouth. The spirit of the Father will begin to talk inside of you. He does not worry whether the government does not support you. Because when Paul got to Sergiopoulos, he knew somebody was going to go blind that day. You don't understand. These things turn you to another man. They turn you to another creature. They even make you accessible for the favor of heaven to continually hang over you. The gates open over you. The portal is permanent. The rain never ceases. The outpouring never stops. The shining of glory is continuous. Because that which is in heaven is in the earth. And that which is in the heaven that is in the earth cannot be separated with that which is in heaven. They must join together. Because as it is in heaven, so it is on the earth. That's what brings the city into the earth. The Spirit of God is announcing and saying there is a new generation of people that are going to emerge. They are not going to be sermonizing. They are not going to be doing your evangelism traditionally the way you've done it. They are not going to be in ministry the way you have defined it. The calling of the new generation is to be witnesses of a heavenly city in the earth. You know, if they want to initiate people into witchcraft, they will give them something to eat. Or they will drop something in their pocket. So that when they want to summon them to meeting, whether they like it or not, they'll just come and tap that thing in your stomach. And then you will carry go. Guess what? They copied it from somewhere. They were not the originators of it. Because once the deposit of the city is on your inside, you will constantly be present in that city. It will not be that you are having one vision or revelation every now and then. You will be like Jesus, who says, as I see the Father doing it, that is how I am doing it. I live in that realm. I am only manifesting in your own realm. Because it will give you constant access. When people opened his mouth and Jesus said, this is the Father talking, he knew something had happened. This man is hooked up because rock is inside of him. When this rock is inside of you, you are always in front of the Father. Elijah said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand. It's spiritual principle. Once they have a deposit in you, they summon you at every time. When that deposit of the rock is inside of you, a part of you is always on that other side. You may be eating and drinking and shaking and playing with people here, but there's always a part of you that they hold to themselves. They will say, you are eating, you swallowed what belongs to us, so stay here. This thing never leaves this place. When Peter opened his mouth, Jesus said, the heavenly gates have opened. When Peter opened his mouth, he says, this man is being given keys. When Peter opened his mouth, they gave him authority into territory. Do you understand what I am saying? When a man has rulership into territories, he's a king. And that's why in the regions of Judea and Jerusalem, no matter what they did against Peter, they couldn't overcome him. When they slept and they arrested him and they prayed, they brought, you see, the princes that gathered the thing inside of him came to get him out of jail. The iron gates opened to themselves. But what happened to Herod? An angel smote him. Well, you see, these people are not afraid of government. They know the government that is hooked on their inside will swallow up any government. Jesus lived in that realm because he is the rock. not the rock out of the earth, but the rock out of heaven. He was not afraid of rejection, because even though he is the stone that the builders rejected, do you understand? He became the head, the chief cornerstone. When they cast him out, he became the chief. He's not afraid of rejection. He's not afraid of popular votes. He's not afraid of unpopular votes. He's not afraid of vote of no confidence. He's not afraid of any vote at all. His own election came by stone. And so he can preach what is the truth and not worry about it. When he preached and they all went away, he asked the apostles, "Are you people also going?" This stone inside Peter began to talk again. He says, "To whom will we go? Because we know that thou hast what? The words of life. And we are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Those who showed me that there are 13 angels that guard things in heaven that want to enter the earth. Until those things enter the earth, they will not come into the earth. And those things will enter the earth by stone in the heart of saints. So that ranking forces that are kingdom hierarchy can now be functional in the earth. Let's stand to our feet. Persecution, the love, the long suffering, the power of the age to come is functional in this place. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Because the stone with your name has given you a place in the kingdom. It has given you keys of wisdom. It has given you the sword of authority. It has given you the power of signs and wonders. Lift your hands and shout. 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 And wonders. You have seen wisdom and mystery, but you are yet to see wisdom and mystery. You have had levels of insight and knowledge, but God is about to open the gates of the day. Shout!
Hey. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Pakala manando robosta. Yeketele eso soprata. Eke suta balam roboli akabayata. Let the kingdom come again. Let the rivers flow from the throne. Let the rivers flow from the throne. Let the rivers flow from the throne. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Parabo sekete le maya. Yakete le balaga babondo balasa. Ilabando robo shakamala na mamanda. Ariando rosa kabando bolosa. Yikata la badusa brada. Yakete le sombra di abalagada. Let the gates be open. Let the gates be open. Let the righteousness come in. Ariola santa bala. Bande de memoria basta. Bala ba 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 santa bala. Raiando robobo ko sulla manda variata. Ni le boronde saka bala bada. Rade bolo 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 bala gada bolo. When the heavens is open. When the heavens is open, then God is getting ready to bring about a release. Then God is ready to pour for the release. The Bible says, until the Spirit may pour upon us from on high, that the wilderness will become a fruitful field. And then the wilderness will become a fruitful field. And then the fruitful field can become a forest. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, under this open heaven I ask for the rain. Under this open heaven I ask for the rain. Under this open heaven I ask for the rain. I ask for the rain. For the rain of the Spirit. For the rain of the Spirit. For the rain. Let the rain fall. Let the rain fall. Let the rain fall upon my life. Let the rain fall upon my... Let the rain fall upon my family. Let the rain fall upon this city. Let it rain. 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 We call for the 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 rain. Shall the adorable shut up.
Church,
I'll build my city from the heavens into the earth, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. He said, when I build my city from the heavens into the earth, the gates of hell will not prevail on the earth. The gates of hell will not prevail on the earth. Jesus said, but wherever this stone falls upon, you'll be grounded into powder. And whoever falls upon this stone shall be scattered. Whoever the stones fall upon will be grinded into powder. Maria Dalasa, Irabashanda Balasa. Hallelujah. 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 One of the things that the stone comes to do into the earth. Jesus said, when that stone comes, whatever that stone falls upon will be grinded into powder. That means whatever was not instituted by God, whatever was not raised by God, whatever was not built by God, when the stones fall upon it, it will cease to exist. It will cease to exist. There are things that the enemy has built on the earth. The Bible says, a man called Nimrod rose up and said, I want to build a city for myself. I want to build a city for myself on the earth. I want to establish my own self-made kingdom and government. But the Bible says, wherever that stone comes, whatever has been built by man, whatever has been built by darkness will be broken. Zechariah the prophet was speaking. He was speaking to the children of Israel. He said, by the blood of the everlasting covenant. He said, those who have been held in peace wherein there is no water. He said, by the blood of the everlasting covenant, they will begin to come out. He said, return all ye people to your stronghold. He said, well, I have declared here the Lord and I will restore double unto you. He said, return to your stronghold. God has his own stronghold. Just when the teaching has been going on, the enemy has his stronghold. We talk about pulling down the strongholds of darkness. We talk about pulling the power of the strong man. But God has his own stronghold. And God is raising his own strong men on the earth. God is raising his own strong men on the earth. So that when Jesus could look at that demon and you ask him, who are you? You say, I am legion because we are many. I am carrying multitude and thousands within me. God is raising new legions on the earth. God is raising new legions on the earth. Raising new legions on the earth. Men who will carry the fullness. The Bible says, of his fullness we have all received. Of his fullness. So that we can become the strong men on the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a stronghold that God has built for us. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, there is a stronghold. When a man offends a witch or a wizard during the day, and you do not know your stand, the witch or the wizard may not be able to do anything to you during the day. He's waiting for an opportunity to return to his own stronghold. He's waiting for an opportunity for he or she to return to our own covenant, to our own place of defense, to our own place of strength, to our own place where she can release her arsenal. But God has raised the defense for us. But God has raised our own stronghold in Zion. At the instant of your consciousness, you are there. You are in that stronghold. And the power of the blood is speaking. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, is a stronghold. And the righteous runs in peace. And they are saved. It is not enough to come to a meeting, to hear short teachings, to hear awesome revelation, and you walk back becoming as weak and fearful as vegetable, as beggarly and as weak as a vegetable. But God is saying, because that strength has been released, because Zion has come amongst us, where I am empowered to take the nations, where I am empowered to tell the enemies, let the Lord rebuke you. So the singular reason why all this revelation and teaching has been coming. The similar reason why God is putting the stone within you is so that you can extend the city from heaven and plant it on earth. It's so that you can build the city from heaven into the earth. So that any city that exists around you that is not of God can be pulled down, and the city of God can be built. The Bible says that the kingdoms of this world, that the city of this world shall become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign on the earth, and we shall reign. The purpose for kingship is to reign. The purpose for kingship is to make decrees. The purpose for kingship is to legislate on the earth. That's why we are kings. That's why the throne is given to us. Any king that cannot legislate, any king that cannot make decree, is not a king. Hallelujah. 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 And so we are going to call upon the Lord. We are going to ask that victory be established. Because the enemy is wearing the saints. Because many people are coming to a point of hopelessness. Because many people are coming to a point where they are asking, with all this revelation, with all this, how can you apply it to my daily life? With all this powerful revelation, the enemy is still putting me to flight. With all of this revelation, the enemy is still oppressing me. With all of this revelation, when I go out, I still don't have food to eat. Has somebody looked at you and asked you? As somebody said to you, all this revelation that I'm hearing, how does it translate to naira and kobo? How does it translate to food on my table? Has somebody ever asked you that before? You know, we come in the house of God, and we say, all is well, everything is well. But when we leave this place, we are weeping. But God is saying, no, I'm raising the people of power. I'm raising the people who will come to my presence and be empowered to check the devil out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I lead us to pray, the Bible says when God sent Moses to Israel to bring out the children of Israel out of the land of bondage and oppression, the Bible says Moses went to Pharaoh and Moses did all of the signs that he ought to do according to the word of the Lord. And the point came, Pharaoh said, Moses, go ye therefore. If you read Exodus chapter 10 from verse 23 down, Pharaoh told Moses, he said, Moses, I want you to go. I want you to take your wives and your children and go. But make sure that you leave the cattle and the flock behind. That's what the enemy is telling many people. Make sure you go to church. Make sure you speak in tongues. But all of the cattle and the gold, they are mine. He said, go, no problem. You see, when the enemy can't stop you from getting born again, when you get born again, he begins to contend with your inheritance. It was battle for you before you got saved. Now that you are saved, your calling is at stake. Now that you are saved, your family is at stake. Now that you are saved, your inheritance and your grace is being held by the enemy. Say, Moses, you will take these people and go. But make sure you leave the cattle and the gold and the silver behind. And I like what Moses said. Moses said, no. He said, as we are leaving this place, our children are going with us. He said, even the hoofs will not be left behind. It means we will not leave anything for you. We will raise hell. The Bible says, well, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. There shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess her possession. Kings are known. The strength of a king is known by the territory that he is able to possess. The strength of a king is known by the territory that he can reclaim. How much territory have you reclaimed? How many territory have you reclaimed? It's a proof of your kingship. If your kingship only ends with tongues, God is saying, no, not so. That's not enough. But he said, even the hoof of our cattle, we will not leave behind. I want you to lift up your voice to heaven. I begin to speak because in this city, God is ushering us into another level of victory. Yesterday morning, I woke up from a dream. And I was sharing with Prophet Babs and I was to Joshua. I was telling him, I said, I saw some of us were like in a situation of warfare. And we ended the warfare, and you know how it is, how military people when they go for war. And the war ends and everybody just packs up his thing and begins to leave. I said, I saw us in that situation. And the Lord began to make us understand that he's bringing us into another level of victory. Another level of victory. Another level of victory. The Bible says, whatsoever is born of God, whatsoever is born of God, whatsoever comes from the city of God overcomes the world, overcomes the devil, overcomes the system. And he said, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And so tonight, as we call upon heaven, God is said to usher us into new levels of victory. New levels of victory in your call. New levels of victory in your ministry. You will not need to be struggling anymore, because you will mount up with wings. 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 I want you to lift up your voice. I begin to declare and say, oh, that the enemy has stolen from me all these years. I stand to bless tonight. I stand to call for tonight. I decree that tonight, me and my household are walking through this gate. I am my finances. I'm walking through this gate. I am all that pertains to me. Variando lo poco sacca, variando lo bo sa, requete le balasa, mandaria basata ya, ye che ne dero, ira balasata, ya la ba, ratamba la babamoria, ya ba la babora, ya la ba, ya la ba, ah. And you'll never praise, and you'll never praise, and you'll never victory, and you'll never glory, and you'll never glory, and you'll never glory, and you'll never glory, as we talk, and talk on, and you'll never glory, you'll never honor, you'll never power. But this is not my rest. This is not my rest. This is not my rest. This is not my end. A new level of victory, a new level of grace. Things are known by the territory they can recover. A new level of kingdom authority, a new level of kingdom power. That men will look at us and say, the gods have come among men. Hallelujah. The Bible says, when Joshua was apportioning territory to the tribes of Israel, it got to a point where Caleb at his old age could make bold to say to Joshua, he said, even though it looks like I'm old physically, but I can conquer more mountains. He said, I have more mountains to conquer. I have more territories to take for the king. Are you looking at yourself and you are saying, oh, this is all that there is to me? Speak like Caleb and say, oh God, I have more mountain to conquer. I have more cities to take for you. I have more nations to hold that still for the king of glory. Like Joshua spoke to the sun, as a sun stands still, God is raising men that will hold nations still. Moses spoke to the children of Israel. And he said unto them, he said, arise. He said, arise and take your journey and cross over the river Arnon. Arise and take your journey and cross over the river Arnon. He said, because I have put in thy hand the king of the Amorites, the king of the Heshbon and his land. He said, now begin to possess it. And begin to contend with them in battle. I don't understand. Hey, I don't understand. I don't understand why people say, I have put the land in your hand. I have put the things in your hand. But God will say, I want you to rise up and possess it. And I want you to rise up and contend with them in battle. But God said, I'll put it in your hand. Many people are saying, Lord, we have had your word. You have spoken some things to us. Though you have said it's in our hands, but physically we have not seen it in our hands. But God is saying, you must arise. You must begin to possess it. You must begin to contend with them in battle. That's how we possess this. We don't just possess this by coming to meetings like this and hear awesome revelation. I hear things that are fearful from water leaps to water. And then you go back and say, oh, the meeting was great. Oh, I was blessed tonight. Oh, what a revelation. The Bible says, I have put it in your hand. So the revelations that God is speaking about, God is saying, I have put it in your hand. The kingdom authority, God is saying, I have put it in your hand. But God is saying, now begin to possess it. Begin to contend with the enemy in battle. Possessions are reclaimed by conflict and battle. I want you to open your mouth. You know, many believers think the enemy only trap their gold and their silver. But many people do not understand that the enemy can also trap your anointing. The enemy can also trap your glory. The enemy can also trap the honor that God has ordained for you to carry. The Bible says, oh, I have seen such parable on the earth. Kings are walking on their feet. As servants are riding on horses. The Bible says, but the profit of the earth is for all. The profit of the earth is for all. But it appears as though only a few people have access to the profit of the earth. Only a few people have access to the inheritance of the earth. But God is saying, no. The profit of the earth is for all. So I want you to lift up your voice. What is that profit of the earth? God has given to you that the enemy is covering. What is that glory that the enemy is covering? What is it that the enemy has held down? Now is the time to speak. Because the city is coming down. Because the city is coming down. And the streams is pouring forth. Hallego Bokoshata. Branda Lada Basori Amalata. I possess my mountains. I contend with the enemy. I possess the mountains of my call. I possess the mountains of my call. Aye, Yabala Basa. Ibrando Lobokoshata. Banderi Abala Basaya. Iene Bolobolobolobala. Bario Kolo Bolos. Yene Gedegedegedege. Rabando Bobos. I am a man. A window is being opened for us. A window is open to enter into another level of victory. A window is open to enter into another level of victory. A window is open to enter into another level of greatness. Into another level of kingdom advance. Into another level of kingdom advance. Parando Bosakata. Banderia Katalabasa. Ede Riababalaka Sunda. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for your possession. Ask of me, ask of me. Ask of me, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and I will give you the uttermost part of the earth. Ask of him tonight. Ask of him tonight. Ask of me tonight. That John Knox can say, Lord, give me Scotland or I die. Give me Scotland or I die. That's a prayer of a kingdom ambassador. That's a prayer of an ambassador. If they ask of me, the nations, and I'll give you my inheritance. I'll give you the uttermost part of the earth for your possession. By this prayer tonight, new gates are open up to possess our possession. New gates are open up to us to receive new mantles. New gates are open up to us to receive new unction. Gates are open up to us for new unctions. Gates are open up to us for new inheritance. Gates of cities are open up to us. Gates of communities are open up to us. Gates of tribes are open up to you. They are open up to us. They are open up to us. They are open up to us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Gates are open. Gates are open. Gates are open. Balada balasa, manda rababa soko balagadasa. Ikaliando roboko sinamanda. God is causing our spirit to rise beyond the bounds of limitation. To rise beyond the bounds of limitation. So that the forces that hold mortal men down can't hold us anymore. So that we can mount up and soar into the heavenly places. So that we can do business upon great waters. So that we can rise to new levels. New levels of authority. New levels of glory. New levels of kingdom administrations. Valiando Roboko Satama. Valando Roboko Sanda Balasa. Iagamana. 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 Iagamana Babasa. Calabando Robocosa Calababa Bocosa Lamanda Elege de Bologo Balagabada. Oh, we call for the restoration. Oh, we call for the restoration. Oh, we call for the restoration. The restoration of the things that were lost. The revelation of gates in the spirit that were closed. Restoration of spiritual doors that were shut. Restoration of unctions that were lost. Restoration of mantles that were stolen. We call for the restoration. We call for the restoration. We call for the restoration. Restoration. For some of you, the enemy has hurt you. The enemy has brought you to a place where you are bound by the pressures of this life, where you can't ascend anymore. Your spirit can't rise up anymore. You can't ascend into your call. You can't ascend into your grace. You can't ascend into your mantle. But we decree tonight a restoration. We call for the restoration. We call for the restoration. In the name of Jesus. Restoration of passions. Restoration of love for the Lord. Restoration of our fire. New 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 fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire from the altars of heaven. Where is the fresh fire? Where is the fresh fire? Where is the fresh fire? Valamando Robocosa. Valiando Robocosi Lamanda. Ialababando Robocosa. Under this atmosphere, nothing is impossible. The Bible says, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things that are spoken by the mouth of God. Under this atmosphere, nothing is impossible. For if you believe tonight, you will see the glory of God. If you believe tonight, you will see the glory of God. You will see the mighty hand of the Lord. You will see the mighty hand of the Lord on your behalf. You will see the mighty hand of the Lord contending against the horns of darkness for you. Contending against the horns that have contended with the household of God. That has contended with this city. Right now, healing is already falling. Healing is already descending. Healing is part of the materiality of that city. Deliverance is part of the materiality of that city. And right now it is falling. Right now it is falling. It is falling. It is falling into your body. It is falling into your soul. It is falling into your emotion. You will turn around and find out that the pain suddenly is disappeared. Because the kingdom has come. Because the kingdom has come. Because the kingdom has come. Kalamando Robocosa. Ilalaba Sondo Bariata. The kingdom is amongst us. The kingdom is amongst us. And God is rotting things by his power. God is rotting things by his power. God is rotting things by the strong hand of the Spirit. And for a lady, the Lord is touching your body right now. You will find out. You will go to the hospital. And the doctor will tell you that growth, that cancer in the uterus is just flushed out. That cancer in the uterus is just flushed out. It is just flushed out now. Kalabasondo brata. Legedo shabalanda bariasa. Father, thank you for your power to restore. Thank you for your glory to restore. To restore the things that the enemy has stolen. To restore the inheritances that you have given to your sons on the earth. Thank you for the strong hand of your power. Thank you, Lord, for restoration of passion. Thank you for restoration of your love. Burning afresh in our hearts. Now we can say, Lord, give us that mountain. Because we have been empowered to take it now. Banda Sukubraha. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. For God is worrying on our behalf. God is worrying on our behalf. God is giving new songs. New songs unto his people. Songs of victory. Songs of triumph. God is wiping away tears. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise and we thank you. The Lord brings his name to me. I'm hearing the name Vivian. I don't know who that person is. But I'm seeing the hand of the Lord being stretched forth to deliver Vivian. I don't know who that person is. I see the Lord stretch forth his hand to bring deliverance unto Vivian. Father, we give you praise. We thank you. Kalamando sukabaraha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just bless his name. Just bless his name. Just give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. For the tabernacle has come down among men. The tabernacle has come down among men. Labara Sakabalaha Mando Roboko Syria.
Hallelujah. If you are Vivian, come to the front. Or you know Vivian, come to the front. Thank you, Father. Ma Kabashukahaya Leke Degeba Kabasukaha. There's something going on inside of this hall. As a servant of God was ministering, I saw the spirit of Leviathan. A giant serpent with a crocodile head with wings stretched long around all over this place and beyond. And I saw the head of Leviathan being broken. Stand to your feet. Stand where? Makabashika Haya. And the Spirit of God said that there is mass deliverance and mass healing that is taking place. Lift your hands. Makabashika Haya. I want you to shout with all your might and say, every bondage of Leviathan be broken over my life.
word of the Lord is a mighty hammer that breaketh rock in pieces. It is a fire that consumes everything like sharp. And declare, I want you to declare by the hammer of God, the head of Leviathan is broken. Listen to me. There has been a spirit of suicide that has been hovering around. It's a spirit of suicide. You know what's causing it? It's the piercing serpent. It has cast its weight over many people's lives, over many people's homes, and over many ministries, so that there is a depression. It creates an atmosphere of a curse, blocking free flow of open heaven. We are going to cast off the yoke of Leviathan, and then healings and miracles, they are already going on right now. We cast you off! We cast you off! To receive the simple faith, that living, fiery, burning faith that you tap and it blocked it. I rebuke the spirit of fear, rebuke the spirit of unbelief, we rebuke the spirit of doubt, we rebuke the spirit of despair in Jesus' mighty name. There's a woman with a swelling on your thigh. Check yourself right now. That thing, that pain is gone in Jesus' name. As it was, you see, deliverance just fell in this place. I saw a woman that a spirit of death has been attacking you and your children. Come to the front. There's a spirit of death that has been attacking you and your family. Come to the front.
Mandalabasukataha. Who says that he has swallowed up riches, but he shall vomit it? That God is able to cast it out of his belly. God is casting riches out of his belly tonight. God is casting inheritances out of his belly tonight. In the name of Jesus. God is casting treasures from his belly. In the name of Jesus. Belege by Asuria. Manda liga basondo bariasa. Enegeboro siriaka. Barriers is falling off some people now. Barriers is falling off you. The wall that you have stood before you is falling. Hala mama mondo robokosa.
We rebuke the spirit of death. We rebuke the spirit of death. We rebuke the spirit of fear. We rebuke the spirit of suicide. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of unbelief falls. The spirit of doubt crumbles before us. And now is the season to receive. And now is the season to receive. It's the season to receive. It's the season to receive. I'm seeing someone. Once upon a time you were walking and you fall from a staircase. And you have had this injury, this pain around your bones as a result of that fall that you have had to carry for many years. And the pain comes for some season and it goes back, it comes and it goes back. I want you to just lift up your hands. God is healing that pain right now. God is healing that pain. Who is that person? You had an injury, you fell from a staircase. Where are you? Just come. Just come right now. That pain that you have been carrying from that fall, God is healing that pain right now. Right now, God is healing that pain. God is healing that pain. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command this pain to be healed. We command this pain to be healed. We command this pain, go! 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 In the name of Jesus, you are healed. Do your leg like this. The pain is not there. Look at it and jump. The pain just left you now. The pain just left you now. In the name of Jesus, we command the pain, go, 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 be healed. In the name of Jesus. Right now, the pain is gone. Just check it. Check it because I felt it left. In the name of Jesus, I command that pain be gone now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed. 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 In the name of Jesus. Look at me. I want you to check your leg. Check your leg and tell me what just happened. Because the pain just left now. Check your leg. You are healed. Father, we thank you for the spirit of deliverance. We thank you for the spirit of liberty in this place. We thank you for the spirit of liberty in this place. The Lord is saying for many people, you have been crying because the word of the Lord has been hanging over your life. Many people have prophecies. Many people have promises that has been hanging over their life. But the Lord is causing those words to be burnt right now. The Lord is causing those words to spring forth. The Lord is causing those words to spring forth. Those words are springing forth now. Those words are coming alive in your life. Those words are coming to pass. In the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord is coming to pass. In the name of Jesus. I'm hearing the Lord speaking. And God is saying, hit that door, the enemy has bound your womb. I don't know who that person is, but God is saying that hit that door, the enemy has bound your womb. But tonight I bring deliverance to you. Tonight I bring deliverance to you. If you are that person, just put your hand on your womb, on your tummy right now. Right now, we command the fire of deliverance. We command the fire of deliverance. We command the fire of deliverance to rest upon you now. To rest upon you now.
We command that womb to be open. We command that womb to be open.
Lord, for as many of us who are trusting you for our families, for our loved ones, for the fruit of the womb. I just saw a newborn right now. I just saw a newborn right now. I just saw a newborn right now. I just saw a baby wrapped in the clothes. I just saw a baby wrapped in the clothes. Lord, we receive the miracle of children. Lord, we receive the miracle of children. Friends, listen tonight. Listen tonight. Tonight, God is releasing inheritances. I want to say this to you. I have a brother that's been married for quite some years, and it looks as though the enemy has been fighting him, and he's not been able to have children. His wife just took in once the moment they got married. This is like 5 years now. She took in just once, and the enemy struck, and since then, nothing again. And every time I say, Lord, we break the hands of darkness. We break the hands of darkness. And sometimes this year, I went to visit them. And I saw that the enemy was afflicting her. She was on her bed. She was afflicted. At the moment I stepped into the house, I could literally feel the spirit of death coming to take her. And I knelt down by the bed. I said, no, Lord. No, Lord. No, Lord. We judge the spirit of death. We judge the spirit of death. And as I began to pray for her, suddenly the Lord says, I want you to receive her children. I want you to receive her children. I want you to receive her children. And I began to pray. I began to prophesy to her. I began to speak. I began to say, your children are coming. Your womb is open. This is your year. This is your year. This is your year. And this is exactly 5 months after that. We're together on Sunday with my wife in church. When we got talking to her, I looked at her. I told my wife, I said, this woman is pregnant. My wife looked at me and said, how do you know? I said, this woman is pregnant. I said, this woman is pregnant. And we went to find out. And we got talking with her and her husband. We found out she's 2 months pregnant. And I told them, I said, we are standing by the gate. The enemy shall not come in again. I will say, the same God, we prophesy to you. For your wives, for your husband, for your children, for your loved ones, we decree in the name of Jesus, let your wombs be open. Let your wombs be open. Let your wombs be open. We proclaim miracles of children. Miracles of children. Miracles of children. In the name of Jesus. We decree that come next year, there shall be testimony in RCN. Testimony of miracle children. Testimony of miracle children. We decree miracle children. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. We bless you. We thank you because only you can do these things. We thank you for turning the tides of darkness. We thank you for turning the night season into day for us. We thank you because your power is present. And your power is healing. And your power is setting the captives free. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you glory. Blessed be your name forever. Blessed be your name forever. Blessed be your name forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you are sick or you have oppression in the hall, lift your hands. Lift your hands. I can see infirmities leaving people. I see infirmities leaving people. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands.
Thank you, Father. There is fire burning in this place. It's a fire that loses. Thank you, Father. I just saw a spirit exhale from somebody's chest. It exhaled and came out of your lungs, came out of your chest. Take deep breath. You are set free in Jesus' name. I see mental illness being healed. I command you, spirit of infirmity, to lose your grip and to go right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you have someone who is mentally ill at home, receive this miracle on their behalf. In the name of Jesus. I see financial miracles being distributed. Somebody's neck, the bone of your neck was hit. You need to move it right now. Because you are healed. You are healed. There is a measure of paralysis. Have paralysis that is being loose. I command you, spirit of death, come out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Where is the person with the paralysis? A part of your body not functional. Let me see you raise your hand very high. You won't come after the meeting and expect the same thing to function. Move your body. Some of you don't want to leap into your healing because it is floating in the air. And God expects to connect with it in your faith. Use your spirit man to tap into it and let it manifest. Thank you, Father. Makabashikahaya. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity. And I command you to live in Jesus' name. I command every spirit of curse and fear and destruction and death to live in Jesus' name. There are healings taking place. Angels distributing gifts of healing, distributing blessings, removing despair, answering prayer. You need to stop a moment and receive. Some of you are praying outwards when you should be receiving inwards. You are praying out words. What you need to do is receiving words. Thank you, Father. I see somebody's bones stretching. The bones, somebody's shoulder. The shoulder, the collarbone, down to the vertebrae area. The shoulder blades being healed right now. In the name of Jesus. I see what flowing down somebody's shoulder. And I see healing taking place. It's healing life flowing. And it is. I see a demonic attachment being removed from you right now. In the name of Jesus. Someone with a demonic deposit that attracts demonic visitation at night. Demons coming to oppress you and to stab impartations from you. That oppression, that deposit is out now. In the name of Jesus. There is fire burning. Makabashikahaya. Leketege bokobo shikahaya. Leketege bokobo shikahaya. Now lift your hands and begin to thank Him. Thank God for your healing. There is fire burning upon you. There is fire. Thank Him. Worship Him. I see demonic activity that tightens somebody's chest in such a way that you can't breathe properly, like they are locking your breath. And I'm commanding, I speak, that demonic oppression is broken right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, devil, come out in Jesus' name. You are experiencing healing. Let me see you raise your hands. You are feeling it in your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You are feeling it in your body. Wave your hand. Come to the front. Let the men of God touch you. Just make sure somebody touches you. Come. Thank you, Father. The Holy Ghost is loosening a fire for finance. There is a gift of favor. There is a spirit of favor. There is a spirit for finance. There is a deposit for finance. Makabashikahaya. Ikadaya, lift your hands where you are. There is an oil God puts on you that you reap. You reap. Your sowing will no longer be in vain. When you sow, it's not going to be to the wind. And then God will cause you to reap harvest of things that have been hanging for a long time. Thank you, Father. Makabashikahaya. Shout, Holy Ghost! Shout, Holy Ghost! Shout, fire! Is going to manifest in the form of marriage relationships. Some of you, in the process of answering, God is going to answer the favor, the money question, by creating marriage relationship for those who are of age. That's what the Spirit of God is saying, and that is what is going to manifest. Thank you, Father. For some of us, it's going to manifest in the form of fruit of the womb. That is the spirit of favor. For some of you, it's going to manifest in the form of employment. Job employments are going to come. Where's the lecturer? By the time I was here, was it May or June? He was applying for a job. I prayed with him. I said, I saw you lecturing. Called me 2 weeks later. I said, I'm a lecturer now. And then the Spirit of God says, prepare, because from lecturing you are going to become a politician. The prophetic cannot bring a favor into your life, and it creates situations. I lift the burden of the enemy. I lift the yoke of the enemy. I break the yoke of the enemy. And I command a release of favor. Of favor. A release of favor. Hallelujah. We're in Kaduna. Prophet Jesse, Prophet Ezekiel, myself. And the Spirit of God began speaking about an anointing of finance. And Prophet Ezekiel brought for a word of prophecy that somebody was going to get something that will make him pay a tithe of 1,000,000 naira before the end of the year. That was the word. Before the service ended, somebody called and said, yeah, he wants to give a tithe of 1,000,000 naira. We were saying before the end of the year, as the service was finishing, the first somebody wrote and said, they were praying for somebody in the hall. But deliverance for people at home. They called from Lagos and said deliverance is taking place. This happened in the meeting in Kaduna. Makabashikahaya. The Spirit of God is creative. The anointing on you creates. Do you understand what I am saying? The prophetic anointing creates. And I am seeing that creative unction of God's love and miracle working power shaping things for people. It is shaping open doors for people. Shaping divine relationships for people. You know, the Spirit of God is saying, some of you did not recognize the open door He gave you. Because the open door came in the form of a divine relationship. And you didn't recognize it. Because the relationship looked insignificant. But the anointing to be released upon you to go to the next level was in the middle of that relationship. Open doors manifest in divine relationships, but you don't see it immediately until one thing joins to another, and then the open door manifests, and you are shocked at the degree of promotion God gave you. Father, let the spirit of favor manifest. Let the gift of favor manifest. Listen to me. Some of you are suffering because you suffer persecution because you have a gift of favor. You don't understand. When people have a gift of favor, they experience the blessings of God and the attacks of the enemy. And God takes time to isolate them to Himself so that He will be their provider. He will be their source and their supply. There is going to be a source and a supply because you are identifying that the favor of God is upon you. I heard a man of God who works in the miracle of heals mad people. He said, I will tell you the secret of these miracles that are working all around. Mad people, lame people. He said, the secret is the favor of God. I will never forget. That's the man that I've seen healed in the highest number of mad people. Listen to me. Favor manifests in certain ways that causes door to open unto you. When you have the favor of God in your life, you have persecution and attack, but you have gifts functioning in your life. Some of you refuse to function in your gifts when God sent you. So the gift that was supposed to activate favor for open doors did not work because you held it back. But I see doors opening in the realm of the spirit. And many of you are going to walk into it in a matter of weeks before this year runs out. I give Him praise. Just thank Him in an atmosphere of favor. Under the anointing, thank Him. Who is the person with the pain around their body, around their shoulders like this? I rebuke that spirit of arthritis. I rebuke arthritis. I rebuke arthritis. I rebuke rheumatism.